Good morning. It's 7 o'clock in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean. Thursday, May 15th, 2025. Time to go tracking the latest. And tracking the latest is brought to you this morning in association with Frontline Trading. Quality construction products, superior sales support. Coming up in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. A shooting in the Pine St. Michael leaves two people injured. The former DLP president defends DLP's stance on crime, stressing the issue is bigger than politics. Barbados sees a rise in foreign workers amid investment and the construction boom. Trinidad and Police Commissioner Earl Harewood Christopher has been sent on 48 hours on leave, that is, 48 hours after returning to the job. Those stories coming up in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. And we've been tracking the latest. Tracking the latest came to you this morning in association with Frontline Trading. Quality construction products, superior sales support.
If you are searching for sustainable, long-lasting building materials, Frontline Trading is the place to go. Frontline Trading offers a range of alternatives that are durable in our weather, plus fire, water, and termite resistance with no asbestos. We have PVC products, composite decking, fencing and cladding, fiber cement sheets and moldings, and various materials for internal and external use. We also supply the necessary accessories and products for installing our materials. Follow Frontline Trading on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, or visit our showroom at Salter St. George. Call us at 228-6475 for more info or to place your orders. Frontline Trading, quality construction products, superior sales support.
2 minutes now past 7 o'clock. At 7:05, head to head as we get closer to the St. James North by-election, which will happen next Wednesday, the 21st of May. Skywatch, your updated weather report is coming to you at 7:15, 7:30, the latest news in association with Sagicor. At 10 minutes to 8 o'clock, your traffic beaters traffic report helping you through the morning commute. And at 3 minutes to 8, we head on over to Inchcape Barbados Limited for your live showroom update.
Rachel, congrats. I heard about your promotion. And you just finished a master's? You're on a path to success. How do you do it?
Simple. Follow your heart, chase your career goals, and choose the bank that supports your journey.
Follow your heart to mentor, mother, or nurture. CIBC Caribbean is proud to empower women entrepreneurs and professionals like you. We provide women's empowerment benefits, including reduced fees, cash back, and more. Visit cibccaribbean.com/women in business. For more information.
Attention Barbados. Crime does not discriminate. Every home and business is a target. So ask yourself, is your property protected? Security Cameras Barbados Limited has installed high-quality AI security cameras for years. When criminals spot our cameras and signage, they'll think twice. Don't wait for crime to strike. Act now. For a free site survey and quotation, WhatsApp 846-0240 or go to www.securitycameras.bb. We're here to help you.
Are you a new parent or planning to become one? Join us for the Healthy Parenting Expo, brought to you by the Ministry of Health and Wellness, UNICEF, and the Psychiatric Hospital of Barbados. This free event is happening May 17th and 18th at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center. Enjoy expert sessions on parenting, child development, mental health, nutrition, and more. Lunch and refreshments included. But you must register. Call 253-9384 or visit the link in bio at Psyche Hospital on Instagram to sign up today.
Good morning and happy birthday to Jennifer Carrington, Charmaine Seeley, Glenn Holder, Princess Taylor, and Omar Hinkson. And these greetings coming from Vanita and all of your family and friends as you celebrate your birthday. Okay? 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 is Decision Day for the voters in the constituency of St. James North. There were two major political meetings in the constituency of St. James North last night. The Barbados Labour Party was in Ashton Hall, St. Peter. PLP candidate Chad Blackman put his case to the people.
This constituency always had a legacy of ensuring that they can do the best for its people, particularly the young people. They reminded me that this constituency had great footballers, cricketers, netballers, persons who went on and further afield honed their craft. And it is therefore one of the reasons why I am happy that this evening our young people started this meeting with the vision and clarity of which they did. Part of my mandate to you and commitment to you is to ensure that as I come to you, I bring my background of humility, starting where these young people started. Speaking on platforms, going house to house, rolling up their sleeves and saying to you, this is the message of hope and prosperity for you in this country. This party is a party that has committed itself to ensuring that once you open their door for a young person, they not only bring themselves and those around them, but they bring a wider community to ensure that they can create opportunities for everybody. That is the Barbados Labour Party way.
Tyra Trotman made her debut on the platform.
I am truly humbled by the grace that this party has shown me. But most of all, by the grace that the Honourable Prime Minister, Madam Mia Amor-Motley, has shown me. As you may know, during my tenure as chairperson for the Young Democrats, I publicly criticized some of the policies and decisions by this government. But despite my criticisms, I was welcomed by the Barbados Labour Party with open arms at the conference last year in October, before I was a member. Despite my criticisms, the Honourable Prime Minister has welcomed me and embraced me. I cannot say the same for the leader of the other place.
The Democratic Labour Party was in Mount Stanforth, St. James. Senator Ryan Walters addressed a certain issue.
He came to the people of St. James North and said, I am a big man and I want to lose some weight. Nobody making a sport out, Chad. The big man says he wanted to lose weight. The big man has on all of his posters the word big. The big man has a big poster with the word big. The big man has on all of his shirts the word big. And I saw tonight also, it said go big or go home. Now tell me, if you want to lose weight, you will be called a campaign slogan named go big. It should be go slim or go home. Hey man, there's a whole contradiction. You want to lose weight, but you're still saying go big. What are you telling the constituents? Go big with Felicia Dujon.
DLP candidate Felicia Dujon took the fight to the BLP.
The infrastructure is extremely poor and it's unacceptable. And what is so egregious is that the campaign manager for my opponent is the minister responsible for infrastructure and works. Have you no shame? Have you no shame to come in this constituency to bring your candidate to look at the roads, the poor lighting in this constituency, the cowage, the debauching that is needed? And you were the minister. You were the minister for at least the last 5 years. But you forgot your responsibility and your duty to constituents of this country, this beloved country. I say 5 years because remember she was the Minister of Education that did a horrible, horrible job. And now they send her in another ministry to do another horrible, horrible job.
Decision day for the voters in the constituency of St. James North is Wednesday, May 21st, 2025.
10 minutes now past 7 o'clock.
Caught itchy palms? That's a sign! Money could be coming your way with Scratch and Win from the Barbados Lottery. It's the easiest way to win instantly. No waiting, no fuss. Win with tickets starting from just $2 up to $20. Win over $35 million in prizes. The higher the price, the bigger the prize. So, scratch today for your chance to win up to $200,000. Available at the Barbados Lottery agents island-wide. Must be 18 years and older to play.
We here for the carnival.
Crop over 2025. Young Eily featuring Ras Eily. Jump up, jump up.
We here for the festival.
Young Eily at the microphone stand. In a style and fashion.
We here for the, we here for the, we here for the, we here for the road.
Do it, yeah.
We here for the carnival, here for the bacchanal. We here for the festival, we here for the, we here for the rule, here for the
vibes and all,
not just for the alcohol. Move wild like an animal. We here for the, we here for the rule.
Jump up, everybody, jump up. Way up,
wave your hands them
way up. Jump up,
everybody,
jump up. Way up,
wave your hands them
way up.
Jump up session, down inside the bar I reckon. Do the West wine without question. All the gal wine up without mention. Work the bumper, work the suspension.
Girl,
lights, camera, action. Feel the vibes, everything nice. Relieve stress and rejoice.
We here for the carnival. Here for the bacchanal. We here for the festival.
We here for the, we here for the rule. Here for the
vibes and all.
Not just for the
alcohol.
Move wild like an animal. We here for the, we here for the rule.
Jump up, everybody.
Jump up,
jump up.
Way up, way up.
Wave your hands them
way up.
Hands up.
Jump up,
everybody.
Jump up. Way up,
wave your hands them
way up.
Take a jump with me. Take a wine with me. Take a jump with me. Take a wine with me.
Ah boy, Martin, that Martin. Ah boy,
cross the sea and the land. When it comes to party or jam, I just walk up from night to
morning.
Style and fashion, that's what's going on. Stepping out with a rag in my hand, coming out to have fun.
We here for the carnival, here for the bacchanal. We here for the festival.
We here for the, we here for the rule.
Here for the vibes and all.
Not just for the
alcohol.
Move wild like an animal. We here for the, we here for the rule.
Jump up, everybody, jump up. Way up, way up.
Wave your hands them
way up.
Hands up.
Jump up,
everybody,
jump up.
Jump up.
Way up, way up.
Wave your hands them
way up.
You see the king of the stage and young lion, father and son in a combination. Lizzie Panalim is the rhythm pattern. Young Eily in a style and fashion. Young Eily come to rock the nation in a brand new style and fashion, fashion, fashion. Push a rock in the air.
Jump up,
everybody,
jump up.
Jump up.
Way up, way up.
Wave your hands them
way up.
Hands up.
Jump up,
everybody,
jump up.
Jump up.
Way up, way up.
Wave your hands them
way up.
Lizzie Panalim is the rhythm pattern. Young Eily in a style and fashion.
Young Eily featuring Ras Eily. Jump up, jump up.
Way up.
Prop over 2025.
Hands.
New music.
Jump up,
everybody.
Jump up,
jump up.
Way up, way up.
Wave your hands them
way up.
And Young spelled Y-U-N-G. Young Eily. It's 7:15. Let's join Michelle for your updated Skywatch.
Good morning. It's time for the 7:15 edition of the Skywatch. The present weather is cloudy with the temperature at 27.6 degrees Celsius. The barometric pressure 1013.6 millibars and the relative humidity 82%. The winds are from the east at 15 kilometers per hour. We have 5/8 of low cloud and 1/8 of high cloud. The maximum temperature for yesterday, 29.8 degrees Celsius, and last night's minimum, 26.8. The tides for today. The first high tide was at 4:31 this morning, and it will be high once again this evening at 6:05. First low tide will be at 11:25, and it will be low again tonight at 5 minutes away from 11 o'clock. Sunrise was at 5:32, and the sun will set at 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. Rainfall in the last 12 hours totaled 0.1 of a millimeter, and that brings the total for May to 125.5 millimeters, and for the year, 315 millimeters. The synopsis for today, a ridge pattern is the dominant feature. The general forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with a few scattered light showers. For tonight, the synopsis, weak unstable conditions will be affecting the island. The general forecast, clear with cloudy periods with a few scattered light to moderate showers. The winds for today and tonight, moderate easterly breeze from 30 to 35 kilometers per hour. The seas, today and tonight, moderate in open water with swells ranging from 2 to 2.5 meters. Small craft operators and sea bathers should exercise caution. So once again, it is cloudy with the temperature at 27.6 degrees Celsius. And for today, we'll have a mix of sunshine and clouds with a few scattered light showers. For tonight, it will be clear with cloudy periods with a few scattered light to moderate showers. And that's the 7:15 edition of the Skywatch on the Starcom Network. Have yourself a terrific Thursday. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Michelle. It's now 18 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Some moments call for something special. A rich, balanced flavor crafted from the finest tea leaves. With every sip, Lipton Yellow Label brings warmth, comfort, and the perfect taste to brighten your day. Take a break, relax, and enjoy the timeless tradition of great tea. Lipton. Good goes in, good shines out.
This is a public service announcement from CIBC Caribbean. We wish to remind our clients that if they receive a text message from a number purporting to be CIBC Caribbean, remember, CIBC Caribbean will never send you an SMS text message advising that your account has been restricted and it requires you to click on a link. CIBC Caribbean will never contact you over the phone or via an email, instant messaging, or SMS text message asking you to share your username, password, or one-time verification code. Do not click on any link purporting to be CIBC Caribbean received via SMS text message. Stay safe online and be vigilant in your everyday activity.
Let's zero in on our talking point for a few minutes, 19 minutes past 7 o'clock. And today, a question. What national concerns do you think have been or should be highlighted as a result of the upcoming by-election in St. James North? Someone says, we need that republic constitution put in place now. Too much long talk. And as a side note, we in Piedmont Park need to get our garbage picked up. So SSA, Piedmont Park residents, they need a garbage collection. But the republic constitution is the concern, national concern, focused on. This one is specifically for St. James North. Says the roads, especially all connecting roads to Highway 1, are atrocious, except the recently paved Rock Dundo. So that is a concern. Another person says the seaweed problem stretches far to the south coast and it stinks. You can smell Long Beach from Parish Land, even in Atlantic shores. National concern. Someone says, how does the government plan to move the economy forward? What other methods, other than depending on tourism, would be used to bring economic growth? Our population is aging rapidly and many families are struggling to care for their elderly relatives. Community institutions with services mentioned above, I'm going to tell you what they are, will make a difference. So home health care services, help with everyday activities, nutrition, food and meal services, money management, transportation issues, emergency medical alert systems, help for caregivers. Another one says, national highlights should be the hospital, crime, outstanding money for police officers, the water issues in St. James, and lighting, the cost of living. Our talking point this morning, what national concerns do you think have been or should be highlighted as a result of the upcoming by-elections in St. James North? A lot of these are individuals who are saying these are issues that mainly should be highlighted more. Crime should be the major issue discussed on the platforms during the St. James North by-elections. Seaweed and climate change are secondary points. It will be a sad, sad day when Barbados gets comfortable with the escalating crime. We can't listen to the radio or read the newspaper without some shooting now in broad daylight. Thank you so much for sharing. Feel free to send me a WhatsApp message, 266-4862. We want to hear more from you. Going back to 1989, and this one was pretty popular. Fine Young Cannibals. Crazy. She drives me crazy.
should I do that? I've just been being me, and that's a fact. So step back, Jack, cause I'm not with you. You wanna get upset over this? Go grab a tissue. It's simple and plain. This here ain't no game that I'm playing. So listen up close to every word that I'm saying. You're not my type. In fact, you're quite the opposite. Living in a dream is insane. You sent emotions to me, and you got no reaction. You got the result. There is no attraction. The feeling is one way, so don't try to play me close. Most would've understood me the first time. I told you twice. In fact, three times, just the fourth. Do I have to be screaming until my voice turns hoarse? I refuse to. So hear the news, Blue. I don't care if it's crazy that I'm driving you.
Young Cannibals with She Drives Me Crazy. Good morning, good morning. And birthday greetings going out to Roger, Stefan, and Jamelia from the Wellness Explorers Hikers as you all celebrate your birthday today. Happy birthday. Make sure you enjoy every single minute of your special day. We're getting ready for the 7:30 edition of the latest. Residents over there in the Glebe, St. George, someone is saying, the water in Glebe, St. George has been brown for 3 days and asking for some answers and some assistance there. The 7:30 edition of The Latest is brought to you this morning by Sagicor. Wise financial thinking for life.
Imagine life as a cricket match. You're playing well, enjoying the game, when suddenly an unexpected delivery comes your way. A critical illness can be that surprise bouncer. Fast, unpredictable, and challenging. Having critical illness insurance can be your game changer, providing financial support when you need it most. Don't wait for the unexpected. Get the right coverage with a critical illness insurance solution from Sagicor. For more information, visit Sagicor.com today. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, a shooting in the Pine, St. Michael leaves one man injured. Government addresses concerns of beachgoers at a popular West Coast beach. BLP St. James North candidate Chad Blackman refutes claims his selection was not above board. DLP candidate Felicia Dujon charges neglect of the St. James North constituency. Queen Elizabeth Hospital Director of Nursing highlights nursing shortage and points to community college for long-standing solutions. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A man is recovering at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital this morning after being shot in the Pine St. Michael last night. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite spoke with Starcom Network News at the scene and confirmed that the shooting does not appear to have been a targeted attack.
About 8:15 p.m., the Police Operations Control Room received a report of a shooting at Wharfdale Road, Pine St. Michael. A number of units were dispatched to the area, and on arrival, the initial investigation showed that two males were outside a house speaking to each other. When they heard a number of gunshots, they ran into the house, and on entering the house, one of those males realized that he had a gunshot injury. We want to appeal to the public. If you see something, please say something. If you hear something, please say something.
Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons, has responded to concerns about beach access near the One Sandy Lane property on the West Coast. Several people contacted Starcom Network News, highlighting that access to the beach had been blocked, including a path that was marked for tsunami evacuation. However, Mr. Simmons explained that the path in question was a temporary route created earlier this year due to coastal erosion.
Is really a private area that people had started to use because the original and formal public beach access had become very badly eroded. So people were using what is really a private area. And that private area is now blocked off because they've started to do some road surfacing pavement inside of there because it was previously only a mud track, and I suspect still largely is. And the intention is for that work to be done by the private owners. And the discussions with town planning, as I understand it, are that if they're so inclined and they continue to offer goodwill, then there will be continued access via that route to the beach. But there is an official public beach access, which is really only 100 meters down the road. So the public is in no way disadvantaged.
Member of Parliament for St. James Central, Kerry Simmons. Barbados Labour Party candidate for St. James North, Chad Blackman, fired back last night to put any concerns to rest that his selection was not above board or disadvantaged other potential candidates. Speaking from Ashton Hall, St. Peter, last night, Blackman said he was supported at all levels of the party and laid charges at the opposition Democratic Labour Party that it was their selection process which was flawed.
God has called me to serve my country, serve the people of St. James North. The branch has asked for me to come. The National Council has ratified me in public, not behind any closed doors. And I want to use the occasion to say, Tobias, I understand very well, Tobias Royal, who was supposed to represent the Democratic Labour Party over here. Tobias, I am sorry for how your party treated you. But how can I be surprised when they treat the women of their party the same way? They want to talk about morality. Let me go. How can you talk about morality, Ralph Thorne, when you and your party shut up people who were there long before you were even considered to be a member?
BLP St. James North candidate Chad Blackman. Also at the platform at Ashton Hall was attorney at law Tyra Trotman in her first public address for the Barbados Labour Party. Trotman took her former party to task for its handling of youth within the organization. During the first half of the BLP meeting, chaired by the League of Young Socialists, the former president of the Young Democrats also lauded outgoing MP Edmund Hinkson for his succession plan.
I want to commend the former MP for St. James North, Mr. Eddie Hinkson, for being a class act and handling retirement with grace. Former MP Hinkson publicly endorsed, promoted, and supported Chad Blackman as a man to take over from him. Compare that with the monstrosity in George Street, where the old guard just cannot seem to let go. They ostracize, humiliate, and cast aside any young person who shows any signs of leadership, forcing candidates on you, which you, the public, have already rejected not once, but twice.
Barbados Labour Party's youth member, attorney Tyra Trotman. Over at Yearwood Road, St. James, Democratic Labour Party candidate in the upcoming by-election, Felicia Dujon, accused government of neglecting crucial needs of the constituency. Ms. Dujon raised several issues affecting the residents, including poor roads, inadequate lighting, and limited transportation, among others.
The infrastructure is extremely poor and is unacceptable. Look at the roads. The poor lighting in this constituency, the debushing that is needed. How do you feel when the single mothers cannot send their children to school, but you're wasting funding on consultants and your lavish travels? I went to Baker's and they're also asking for bus stops. Can you imagine that people have to wait in certain weather conditions to catch the bus? And let's not even talk about transportation in this constituency. How late our constituents have to wait for buses. I have asked this government, instead of wasting all of those funding, to give single parents a monthly allowance to help them care for our children of this country. It's very difficult for them.
DLP candidate for St. James North, Felicia Dujon. Meantime, former Democratic Labour Party President Verla de Pisa has dismissed claims that her party is politicizing crime, insisting that rising violence and public safety are pressing national issues that deserve discussion. Her comments came in response to criticism from members of the ruling Barbados Labour Party, who accused the DLP of using crime as a political tool. However, speaking last night at a DLP meeting at Yearwood Road, St. James, Mr. Pisa pointed out that when the BLP was in opposition, they were vocal about the issue.
What is going on with crime in this country? That is a national issue. That is a critical issue in this election. Where is the crime czar? He is paid by you. This ain't funny. You pay him every month. What is he doing? Apparently, the Democratic Labour Party is politicizing crime, as though when the present government was in opposition, they didn't take every opportunity to call for Adriel Braffitt's head and hold press conferences and big speeches in Parliament. All of a sudden, because me as a soul, we are not to talk about crime.
Former Democratic Labour Party President Verla de Pisa. The director of nursing services at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Henderson Pinder, believes the key to addressing the shortage of nurses is ensuring the healthcare system is well-staffed with graduates from the Barbados Community College. Speaking at the Barbados Nurses Association's Nursing Week seminar, Mr. Pinder pointed to the global shortage of nurses and cautioned that short-term fixes like international recruitment are not sustainable solutions.
To have a strong economy, the shortage of nurses must be addressed. As we look around the world, there's a deficit of over 9 million nurses. And the International Council of Nurses have said that in order for us to bring the situation under control, we need another 30 million healthcare workers to help. But despite the awareness of these problems, many countries, like Barbados, rely on short-term solutions like international recruitment and task shifting to less skilled workers. In many instances, this fails to address the cause of nurse retention, recruitment, and in some cases are actually worsening the problem. Our solution is that we must ensure that the Barbados healthcare system is well supplied, well supported with nurses through the Barbados Community College.
Director of Nursing Services at the QEH, Henderson Pinder. And finally, Senior Immigration Officer Tricia Lashley says Barbados is experiencing a sharp increase in foreign labor demand, driven sharply by the booming construction sector and expanded investment. Speaking during a panel discussion hosted by the Barbados Employers Confederation, Ms. Lashley revealed that work permit applications rose significantly between 2023 and 2024.
In 2023, we had 2,194 applications for work permits. Of those, 237 were long-term and 1,414 were short-terms. While in 2024, we had a slight increase. We had 2,815 applications. We are currently undergoing a construction boom. Everywhere you're going to see somebody building a hotel. And there are other major projects in various stages of construction, for example, the geriatric hospital. This has created an increased demand for skilled persons. What we are seeing is a lot of masons, carpenters, electricians, plumbers who are coming into Barbados because this level of infrastructural work is beyond the scope of our local labor market. Employers have had to import skilled workers.
Senior Immigration Officer Tricia Lashley. Recapping the headlines. A shooting in the Pine leaves one man injured. Government addresses concerns of beachgoers at a popular West Coast beach. BLP St. James North candidate Chad Blackman refutes claims his selection was not above board. DLP's candidate Felicia Dujon charges neglect of the St. James North constituency. And the QEH director of nursing highlights nursing shortage and points to the community college for long-term solutions. That was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. More news coming your way at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning. And the 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.
Imagine life as a cricket match. You're playing well, enjoying the game, when suddenly an unexpected delivery comes your way. A critical illness can be that surprise bouncer, fast, unpredictable, and challenging. Having critical illness insurance can be your game changer, providing financial support when you need it most. Don't wait for the unexpected. Get the right coverage with a critical illness insurance solution from Sagicor. For more information, visit Sagicor.com today. Terms and conditions apply.
It's now 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. Good morning, and we continue with our talking point. What national concerns do you think have been or should be highlighted as a result of the upcoming by-election in St. James North? We've got a lot of should be highlighted. I'll share more with you shortly.
Barbados, it's time for the 2025 National Youth Awards, Sunday, June 15th at the Frank Collymore Hall. 13 unique categories, honoring young individuals and youth-led organizations doing extraordinary work.
Scan the QR code. Click the link in our bio on Instagram or Facebook, or you can visit our website at www.youthaffairs.gov.bb for full details. Let us celebrate Barbadian youth who are making a difference. Our dreamers, creators, innovators, doers, leaders of tomorrow. Nominate now! Deadline for submissions, May 23rd, 2025.
This is a public service announcement from CIBC Caribbean. We wish to remind our clients that if they receive a text message from a number purporting to be CIBC Caribbean, remember, CIBC Caribbean will never send you an SMS text message advising that your account has been restricted and it requires you to click on a link. CIBC Caribbean will never contact you over the phone or via an email, instant messaging, or SMS text message asking you to share your username, password, or one-time verification code. Do not click on any link purporting to be CIBC Caribbean received via SMS text message. Stay safe online and be vigilant in your everyday activity.
Shop the best deals only at Courts. Today only, get 25% off TVs, large appliances, and bedroom furniture when you spend $1,299 or more on credit purchases 18 or more months. Save $700 on the Victor Queen bed frame, now $899.99. Plus, get 20% off Restonic and Serta mattresses. These amazing offers end May 15th. Conditions apply. Today only at Courts, bringing value home for 60 years.
16 minutes to 8. Let's share a couple of your responses to our talking point. What national concerns do you think have been or should be highlighted as a result of the upcoming by-election in St. James North? Someone says public transportation. This has come up, but clearly it needs to, according to this person, be highlighted more. Public transportation. No person should have to wait 2 or 3 hours or more to get home. I leave work at 3:30 p.m. and sometimes get home after 7 p.m. Why? No buses on my route. And that includes children in uniform getting off the bus after dark. Someone else highlights one. 3 points, okay? First one, more opportunities for young people. Most of us get property too late. Then if we do, it's sometimes because too much of a liability instead of an asset. Two, it's also about time we start moving away from one main money earner in tourism and have some sort of industrial or manufacturing sector. I believe we have a lot to contribute to the world. And three, The private sector needs to play a bigger part instead of expecting the government to do everything and then reap all of the rewards. Someone else shared several points. Most of them have come up already, so let me see can share a couple that have not. One, the rights of government contract workers that cannot pay national insurance. Well, the Republic's Constitution, that is another one. A compulsory national youth service. Correctional center for our youth. The development of a people's manufacturing industry like what we had in the 1970s in Barbados. Of course, that would be a modernized version. So, interesting. Thanks for sharing. 2664862, what national concerns do you think have been or should be highlighted as a result of the upcoming by-election in St. James North? Crop over 2025, more music coming out. Here's Villain with Champion.
Ladies, this is Villain, the original champion. Time for some action.
Champion, what she want? Champion, what she want? Champion, cause she want the rough fucking day. What she want? Champion. What she want? Champion. Cause she want the rough fucking day.
She don't want no tricky man. She don't want no phony man. A man without a plan.
For long he will never last.
A man with plenty gas. Walk long but never finish fast. Or he will end up in the past.
Distant past. The women coming out to party. Then dress away.
Good morning, and that brings us to 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. It's time for your Traffic Beaters Traffic Report as we help you through the morning commute. Joining me this morning is Sergeant Gabriel. Good morning.
A pleasant morning to you, Carol, and a pleasant morning to all of our listeners this morning. Traffic traveling along Lower Bay Street onto Fairchild Street and Bridge Street, building slightly as you head into the city. Wharf Road, Hink Street, Princess Alice Highway, moderate conditions there. Traveling along Fontibelle Cheap Side in both directions, conditions are also moderate. Broad Street onto Bridge Street, building. Constitution Road, St. Michael's Road, there is a light to moderate flow at this time. Roebuck Street, both directions, conditions are building slightly. And finally, Bank Hall, Main Road, traveling onto White Park Road, we have conditions that are moderate and building there as well as you head into the city. So that has been our first report. Until my second one, back over to you.
Thank you so much, Sergeant Gabriel. VOB 92.9 FM, good morning to you. Want to wish you a fantastic day today. Whatever you have to do, wherever you have to go, make the most of today. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. Or maybe you're celebrating an anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. Let's see if I can share a couple more thoughts on our talking point. What national concerns do you think have been or should be highlighted as a result of the upcoming by-election in St. James North? Another individual says the Constitution. We the citizens protected by our own constitution? That was the question. Somebody says poverty in Barbados. And if you can, no, I don't want to make it difficult for you, but tell me how you would like to see poverty addressed. Is there any other solution you may have or angle you want to come from? What exactly and how exactly do you want to see poverty highlighted and addressed? I'm interested in your thoughts because sometimes you sit down and you have conversations with, as we like to say, regular people, everyday Bajans, and you're like, whoa, okay. UB40 Higher Ground.
Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about before. The less I know, the more I wanna look around. Digging deep for clues on higher ground. The moon and stars, it will fly. Earth and trees beneath. Wind blows fragrant lullaby to cool the night for you and I. On the wing the birds fly free, the violet and Thames and the sea. The flower waits for honeybee, the sunrise waits for life in me. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I wanna. Intoxicated drinking from the loving cup of burning sun. In dreams I'll crave for maybe taste of whispered rain on weary face. Kisses sweet and warm embrace. Another time, another place. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I want. I know the more I wanna look around.
city drinking from a loving cup of burning sun. In dreams I play familiar tales, whispered rain on weary face, kisses sweet and warm embrace. Another time, another place. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep for clues on higher ground.
You'll be 40 with Higher Ground. Good morning. Good morning, VOB 92.9 FM. A beautiful Thursday morning. It is now 3 minutes to 8 o'clock. We head on over to Inchcape, Barbados for your live showroom update. Joining me this morning is Deshaun Phillips. Good morning, Deshaun.
Hey, good morning, Carol. Good morning, Barbados. Deshaun here. Carol, I hope you're having a wonderful day this morning.
So far, so good.
And I also hope everyone that is listening today have a wonderful day, and I hope that everyone be safe in whatever task you're doing today. So on today's showroom update, we're going to be talking about a new product that we have at the used car department that we would like some of our customers that are purchasing vehicles from us on the used car lot to also be informed about too as well. So we are offering a one-year extended warranty on vehicles. So when you purchase the vehicle and driving off our lot, you have the comfort from the used car lot knowing that your vehicle is covered under warranty. You may ask Deshaun, what does this warranty cover? And it will let you know the warranty starts from the date of purchase and it runs for a year. They cover powertrain items such as the engine, gearbox, transmission malfunctions that may pop up. But do bear in mind, contents that suffer from a normal wear and tear would be excluded from the warranty. So guys, come on down at the Inchcape used car department. Come and check out our stock. Come and see what we have on the lot. You can phone us too as well. We can get you pre-qualified here at Simpson Finance because we also have in-house financing. So come on down. Come and talk to your sales executive to see exactly more information on the warranty and what we have. Remember, our opening hours are Monday to Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Call us today at 417-7777. Have Jeremy Reed, Stuart Smith, and myself, Deshaun Phillips. Do have a pleasant day, everyone.
Thank you so much, Deshaun. You and the entire team, enjoy your Thursday. Wow, Thursday already. VOB 92.9 FM. And don't forget, Ras Ali and Friends, the third annual Ras Ali and Friends One Caribbean is coming up on Saturday, May 31st. Mark your calendars with legends from Antigua, Grenada, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, St. Lucia, Trinidad and Tobago, Barbados, and more. Pick up those early bird tickets, $80. General admission after they're gone, $100. Or you pay $120 at the door. Get yours now. Those tickets from TicketNation.bb, CS Pharmacy, Saul Wilde and Saul Warren's, Foreplay Deli, Starcom Network, and Nation Publishing, Fontebelle.